combination vehicles, practice test number two. Question number one. Off-tracking occurs when you go around a corner and the rear wheels follow a different path than the front wheels. The rear trailer goes off the road. The rear wheels follow the front ones in a straight line, or the front of the trailer pulls to the right. The answer is A. Off-tracking occurs when you go around a corner and the rear wheels follow a different path than the front wheels. In 6.1.6, turn wide, off-tracking, or sometimes called cheating, it's when a vehicle goes around a corner and the rear wheels follow a different path than the front wheels. Question number two. Airlines on a combination vehicle are often colored to keep them from getting mixed up. The emergency line is what color and the service line is what color? Red for emergency and blue for service. Blue for emergency and red for service. Black for emergency, yellow for service, or depends on the type of trailer. The answer is A, red emergency line and blue service line. 6.2.4. Blue is used for the service lines and red for the emergency or supply lines. Question number three, before you back under a trailer, make sure the air brakes are off, the tractor protection valve is normal, the landing gear is up, or the trailer brakes are locked. The answer is D, the trailer brakes are locked. 6.4.1, coupling tractor semi-trailers. Step 9, lock trailer brakes comes before backing under trailer, step 10. So trailer brakes are locked must come first, which is why D is correct. Question number 4. If the service airline comes apart while you are driving a combination vehicle, but the emergency line stays together, what will happen right away? Nothing is likely to happen until you try to apply the brakes. You'll come to a complete stop. The trailer's air tank will exhaust through the open line, or the emergency tractor brakes will come on. Answer is A, nothing is likely to happen until you try to apply the brakes, which is 6.2.8, trailer service, parking, and emergency brakes. The emergency brakes come on whenever the air supply knob is pulled out or the trailer is disconnected. Major leak in the emergency line will cause the tractor protection valve to close and the trailer emergency brakes to come on, but the brakes will hold only as long as there is air pressure in the tank. Here, you may not notice a major leak in the service line until you try to put the brakes on. Then the air loss from the leak will lower the air tank pressure quickly. If it goes on long enough, then the trailer emergency brakes will come on. But at first, you may not notice a major leak in the service line until you try to apply the brakes, which is A. Question number 5. If you cross-connect the two airlines, the following will result. Nothing. The lines are interchangeable. You will not have air going to the trailer brakes. Your trailer brakes will lock up, or you could not move the tractor. It's B, you will not have air going to the trailer brakes. 6.2.5, hose couplers. If you crossed the airlines, you could drive away, but you wouldn't have trailer brakes. So B, you will not have air going to the trailer brakes. Question number 6. If you start a trailer skid, you should step on the brakes quickly, release the brakes to get traction back, use the trailer handbrake, or slowly apply pressure to the brakes. It's B, release the brakes to get traction back. In 6.1.5, prevent trailer skids. Stop using the brake. Release the brakes to get traction back. Question number 7. In normal driving, some drivers use the hand valve before applying the brake pedal to prevent a jackknife. Which of these statements is true? It results in less skidding than using the brake pedal alone. It should not be done. It is the best way to brake and keep the truck in a straight line, or it should only be used if you're aware of the dangers. The answer is B, it should not be done. Under 6.2.1 trailer hand valve, do not use it in driving because of the danger of making the trailer skid. Question number 8. Large combination vehicles take longer to stop when they're empty, when they're loaded, than bobtail tractors, or it takes the same time whether empty or loaded. The answer is A. They take longer to stop when they are empty. 6.1.3, brake early. It says large combination vehicles take longer to stop when they are empty than when they are fully loaded. Question number 9. Semi-trailers made before 1975 that are equipped with air brakes often do not have spring brakes, usually need a glad hand converter, are easier to brake because they are heavier, or only were equipped with spring brakes. The answer is A, often do not have spring brakes. 6.2.8, trailer service, parking, and emergency brakes. Converter dollies and trailers built before 1975 are not required to have spring brakes. Those that do not have spring brakes have emergency brakes, which work from the air stored in the trailer air tank. Question 10. The air leakage rate for a combination vehicle, engine off, brakes off, should be no more than how many PSI per minute? 1, 2, 3, or 4 PSI per minute. The answer is C, which is 3 PSI per minute. And 5.3.3, step 7, final air brake check. Test air leakage rate with a fully charged air system, typically 125 PSI. Turn off the engine, release the parking brake, and time the air pressure drop. The loss rate should be less than 2 PSI in 1 minute for a single vehicle, and here we're talking about combination vehicles. It's 3 PSI in 1 minute for combination vehicles. So C is 3 PSI per minute. Question 11. The air leakage rate for a combination vehicle, engine off, brakes on, should not be more than how many PSI per minute? 2, 3, 4, or 2.5? The answer is C, which is 4 PSI per minute for combination vehicles when the engine off, brakes on. This is the second part of the test. Hold the foot brake for 1 minute. Check the air gauge to see if the air pressure drops more than 3 PSI in 1 minute for a single vehicle or 4 pounds in 1 minute for a combination vehicle. That's why C, 4 pounds per minute, is correct. Question 12. The device which connects the service and emergency airlines from the truck to the trailer is called the relay switch, glad hands, service couplers, or shutoff valves. It's B, glad hands. 6.2.5, hose couplers or glad hands. Glad hands are just coupling devices used to connect the service and emergency airlines from the truck or tractor to the trailer. Question 13. The driver crosses the airlines when hooking up to an old trailer. What will happen? If the trailer has no spring brakes, you can drive away, but you will not have trailer brakes. The brake pedal will work the trailer spring brakes instead of the air brakes. The hand valve will apply the tractor brakes instead of the trailer brakes, or none of the above. The answer is A. If the trailer has no spring brakes, you can drive away, but you will not have trailer brakes. In section 6.2.5, hose couplers or glad hands, older trailers do not have spring brakes. If the air supply in the trailer air tank has leaked away, there will be no emergency brakes and the trailer wheels will turn freely. If you cross the airlines, you can drive away, but you will not have trailer brakes. Question number 14. The fifth wheel locking lever is not located after the jaws close around the kingpin. This means that you can set the fifth wheel for weight balance. The coupling is not right and should be fixed before driving the vehicle. The parking lock is off and you may drive away, or the fifth wheel needs to be replaced. The answer is B. The coupling is not right and should be fixed before driving the vehicle. 6.4.1, coupling, tractor, semi-trailers. If the coupling isn't right, don't drive the coupled unit. Get it fixed. Question 15. The front trailer supports are up and the trailer is resting on the tractor. Make sure there is enough clearance between the tractor frame and the landing gear. There is enough clearance between the tops of the tractor tires and the nose of the trailer. Both A and B are correct, or none of the above. The answer is C. Both A and B are correct. 6.4.1, coupling, tractor, semi-trailer, step 15. Raise front trailer supports landing gear. When the full weight of the trailer is resting on tractor, first check for enough clearance between rear of tractor frame and landing gear. When tractor turns sharply, it must not hit landing gear. Also, check that there is enough clearance between the top of the tractor tires and the nose of the trailer. So A and B are correct. Question number 16. The hand valve should be used to test the trailer brakes only when the trailer is fully loaded, only in emergencies, or only with the foot valve. The answer is A, to test the trailer brakes. 6.2.1, trailer hand valve. Do not use it in driving because of the danger of making the trailer skid. Before the highlighted part here, the trailer hand valve should be used only to test the trailer brakes. So that's why A, to test the trailer brakes, is correct. Question number 17. The safety catch for the fifth wheel locking lever must be blank for coupling to be complete. Under the locking lever, over the locking lever, through the locking lever, or inside the locking lever. The answer is B, it must be over the locking lever. 6.4.1, coupling tractor semi-trailer, step 13, inspect coupling. Check that the safety latch is in position over locking lever. Question number 18, the service airline is controlled by the pressure applied to the line by the foot brake or the trailer handbrake, the relay valve which connects the trailer air tanks to the trailer air brakes, the relay valve which sends air pressure from the trailer air tank to the trailer brake chambers, or all of the above. The answer is A, the pressure applied to the line by the foot brake or trailer handbrake. 6.2.4, trailer airlines. The service line, also called the control line or signal line, carries air which is controlled by the foot brake or trailer handbrake. That's why A here is correct. The relay valves are connected to the service line, but they're not, the service line is, airline is not controlled by them. So that's why the service airline is controlled by the foot brake or the trailer handbrake. Question 19. To prevent rollovers, remember to keep the load centered, keep the load as low as possible, go slow around turns, or all of the above. The answer is D, all of the above. 6.1.1, rollover risks. The following two things will help you prevent rollover. Keep the cargo as close to the ground as possible, which was B, keep the load as low as possible, and drive slowly around turns, which was C, go slowly around turns, but also keep the load centered on your rig, which was A, which is why D, all of the above, is correct. Question number 20. When backing a tractor under a trailer, you should expect trailer to be lifted slightly when the tractor backs under it. End of the kingpin is even with the top of the fifth wheel. Trailer landing gear is fully extended, or no movement of the trailer if you've done it correctly. Answer is A, trailer will be lifted slightly when the tractor backs under it. 6.4.1, coupling tractor semi-trailer, step 6. Check trailer height. The trailer should be low enough so it is raised slightly by the tractor when the tractor is backed under it. Question 21. When coupling the glad hands, you should not do the following. Clean the couplers before connection is made. Press the two seals together at 90 degree angle. Cross air supply lines to test them for leaks, or match the colors to each other, or read the tags before connecting. The only thing you should not do is C, cross air supply lines to test them for leaks. In 6.2.5, hose couplers, glad hands. If you do cross the air line, supply air will be sent to the service line instead of going to charge the trailer air tanks. Air will not be available to release the trailer spring brakes. So, obviously, you should not cross the air supply lines to test them for leaks. Question 22. When rolling up the landing gear to complete the coupling process, leave the landing gear halfway down to make uncoupling easier later. Use low gear until the tractor is supporting the trailer. Use high gear to speed up the process, or grease the landing gear to speed up the process. The answer is B, use low gear until the tractor is supporting the trailer. 6.4.1, coupling tractor semi-trailer, step 15, raise front trailer supports And it says used low gear range, if so equipped, to begin raising the landing gear. Once free of weight, switch to the high gear range. Question 23. When uncoupling, if you park the trailer at an angle, you won't have to do as much walking around the vehicle. You'll have more room to maneuver in the yard. You'll make the process easier, or you could do damage to the landing gear. Answer is D. You could do damage to the landing gear. In step 3, position tractor. Put the tractor directly in front of the trailer. Never back under the trailer at an angle because you might push the trailer sideways and break the landing gear. This could also be the case of which one of these is the only one that makes sense. Question 24. Which of these statements is true? Light vehicles need more braking power to stop than heavier ones. Always delay braking a heavy vehicle until you have no other choice. Bobtail tractors can take longer to stop than a combination vehicle loaded to the maximum gross weight, or none of the above. Answer C. Bobtail tractors can take longer to stop than a combination vehicle loaded to the maximum gross weight. 6.1.3, brake early. Large combination vehicles take longer to stop when they are empty than when they are fully loaded. You must also be very careful about driving bobtail tractors. That's tractors without semi-trailers. Tests have shown that bobtails can be very hard to stop smoothly. It takes them longer to stop than a tractor semi-trailer loaded to maximum gross weight. Question 25. Why should you lock the tractor glad hands or dummy couplers to each other when you're not towing a trailer? The connected brake circuit becomes a backup air tank. If you did not, you could never build up system pressure. You will keep dirt and water out of the lines, or you should never do this. Answer is C. It will keep dirt and water out of the lines. 6.2.5. Hose couplers, glad hands. Some vehicles have dead-end or dummy couplers to which the hoses may be attached when they are not in use. This will prevent water and dirt from getting into the coupler and the air lines. Also, use the dummy couplers when the air lines are not connected to the trailer. If there are no dummy couplers, the glad hands can sometimes be locked together depending on the couplings. This, of course, it is important to keep the air supply clean. So either one of those will work. Question 26. You are coupling a tractor and semi-trailer and have connected the air lines. Before backing under the trailer, you should make sure that the trailer brakes are off. Supply air to the trailer system, then pull out the air supply knob to lock the trailer brakes. Apply the brakes twice to alert others, or all of the above. When coupling a tractor and semi-trailer and have connected the air lines, before backing in a trailer, you should B. Supply air to the trailer system, then pull out the air supply knob to lock the trailer brakes. Step 8. Supply air to trailer. From the cab, push an air supply knob or move tractor protection valve control from the emergency to the normal position to supply air to the trailer brake system, which is B. Question number 27. You are coupling a tractor to a semi-trailer and have backed up but are not under it. What should you hook up before backing under? The safety chain, the electrical service cable, nothing, back up and lock the fifth wheel, or the emergency and service air lines. Answer is D, the emergency and service air lines. That comes from step 7, connect air lines to trailer. Comes before step 8, which is supply air to the trailer. After you've connected the lines, then you supply the air to the trailer, lock the brakes, then you back under the trailer. Question number 28. You are driving a combination vehicle when the trailer breaks away, pulling apart both air lines. You would expect the trailer brakes to come on and the trailer supply valve to stay open, the tractor to lose all air pressure, the tractor protection valve to close, or the protection valve, tractor protection valve to open. C, the tractor protection valve to close. 6.2.8, trailer service, parking, and emergency brakes. The emergency brakes come on when the air supply knob is pulled out or the trailer is disconnected. And this was the trailer breaks away. What happens, a major leak in the emergency line will cause the tractor protection valve to close and the trailer emergency brakes to come on. but the brakes will hold on only as long as there is air pressure in the trailer air tank. Eventually, the air will leak away. There will be no brakes. Question 29. You have a major leak in the service line and you put on the brakes. Service air pressure will escape and cause the trailer tank pressure to be lost. Trailer emergency brakes to come on. Tractor spring brakes to come on. Or none of the above. The answer is B, trailer emergency brakes to come on. Once again, this is 6.2.8. Trailer service, parking, and emergency brakes. Same section, a major leak in the emergency line will cause the tractor protection valve to close and the trailer emergency brakes to come on. That's why B is correct. Question number 30. You have coupled with a semi-trailer. In what position should you put the front trailer supports before driving away? Three turns off the top with the crank handle secured in its bracket. Fully raised with the crank handle secured in its bracket. Raised halfway with the crank handle removed. Or none of the above. The answer is B, fully raised with the crank handle secured in its bracket. 6.4.1, coupling tractor semi-trailer, step number 15. Raise front trailer supports. Raise the landing gear all the way up. Never drive with the landing gear only part way up as it may catch on railroad tracks or other things. After raising landing gear, secure the crank handle safely. That's why B, fully raised with the crank handle secured in its bracket, is correct.